Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1356. Sixth day. Oh my God, I am ready to accept your will in every detail, whatever it may be. However you may direct me, I will bless you. Whatever you ask of me, I will do with the help of your grace. Whatever your holy will regarding me might be, I accept it with my whole heart and soul, taking no account of what my corrupt nature tells me. Once, when I was passing by a group of people, I asked the Lord if they were all in the state of grace, because I did not feel his sufferings. Because you do not feel my sufferings, it does not follow that they must all be in the state of grace. At times, I allow you to be aware of the condition of certain souls, and I give you the grace of suffering solely because I use you as the instrument of their conversion. Where there is genuine virtue, there must be sacrifice as well. One's whole life must be a sacrifice. It is only by means of sacrifice that souls can become useful. It is my self-sacrifice which, in my relationship with my neighbor, can give glory to God. But God's love must flow through this sacrifice, because everything is concentrated in this love and takes its value from it. Bear in mind that when you come out of this retreat, I shall be dealing with you as with a perfect soul. I want to hold you in my hand as a pliant tool, perfectly adapted to the completion of my works. O Lord, you who penetrate my whole being and the most secret depths of my soul, you see that I desire you alone and long only for the fulfillment of your holy will, paying no heed to difficulties or sufferings or humiliations or to what others might think. This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offers you for sanctification. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, do not lose your peace, but humble yourself profoundly before me, and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. In this way, you gain more than you have lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than the soul itself asks for. Seventh day. I have come to a knowledge of my destiny, that is, an inward certainty that I will attain sanctity. This deep conviction has filled my soul with gratitude to God, and I have given back all the glory to God, because I know very well what I am of myself. I am coming out of this retreat thoroughly transformed by God's love. My soul is beginning a new life, earnestly and courageously. Although outwardly my life will not change and no one will notice it, nevertheless, pure love is now the guide of my life, and externally it is mercy which is its fruit. I feel that I have been totally imbued with God, and with this God, I am going back to my everyday life, so drab, tiresome, and wearying, trusting that he whom I feel in my heart will change this drabness into my personal sanctity. In profound silence, close to your merciful heart, my soul is maturing during this retreat. In the clear rays of your love, my soul has lost its tartness and has become a sweet, ripe fruit. Now I can be wholly useful to the Church by my personal sanctity, which throbs with life in the whole Church, for we all make up one organism in Jesus. That is why I endeavor to make the soil of my heart bear good fruit. Although the human eye may perhaps never see it, there will nevertheless come a day when it will become apparent that many souls have been fed and will continue to be fed with this fruit. On the sixth day of her retreat, St. Faustina writes of being willing to surrender to God's will completely. Jesus tells St. Faustina that he reveals the state of the soul of other people to her only when he wants to use her as the instrument of their conversion. Faustina writes that our whole life must be a sacrifice. Jesus is the example to us in his paschal mystery, in his suffering and death on the cross. She writes that God's love can flow through our sacrifices. And Jesus reveals that he wants to transform St. Faustina completely through this retreat. Faustina offers herself completely to Jesus, despite her sufferings, and Jesus tells her that he is very pleased with her desire to become a saint. He tells her to use every opportunity that he gives her to grow in holiness. But when she misses opportunities, she should humble herself and immerse herself in his mercy, because when she humbles herself, this makes up for all of her lacks. On the seventh day, St. Faustina comes to know that she will go to heaven. She is grateful to God because she is aware of her weaknesses. She writes of being completely transformed by God's love during the retreat. Jesus is helping her to grow and to mature spiritually. He wants to do the same thing for each of us. If we become saints, we can be very useful to the church. We can help others to grow in holiness as well.